Yeah, David Widmar, co-founder of Agricultural Economic Insights, where we specialize on key trends and observations in production agriculture.
One of those latest insights takes a deeper dive into crop protection and how much of the balance sheet that really does take place. Can you share a little bit more about some of those results and really key findings?
Yeah, the USDA has a great data set out there that looks at cost of production. And in this week's post, we looked at the cost that the USDA has tracked for corn and soybean production. But first, we'll talk about corn. Going back to 1975, and we've adjusted these expenses to 2017 dollars, so it's sort of comparing apples and apples without that inflation. And for corn, it's really been interesting. We talked about seed in earlier posts, but this one, where the expense has gone up over time, but with crop protection, we've actually seen this expense go down. So the actual expense was between $40 and $50 per acre back in the 1970s and 1980s, and this has trended lower. And in the 2000s, this per-acre expense for crop protection on corn dipped briefly below $30 per acre. Most recently, it's back up around $35 per acre. As a percent of total expenses, this has also dropped over time between 7 and 8% back in the 80s and 90s, and today about 4 to 5% of the budget. So the story in crop protection for corn has been a smaller share and a smaller expense over time.
What's included in some of those crop protection services and maybe how that's changed even that over that time span?
Well, that's a very broad bucket that the USDA puts out there. And so just sort of the idea, they actually refer to that as chemicals. And so any sort of addition, that's not a fertilizer or not a seed, all that sort of a catch-all. So in some parts of the country, and again, this is the national average, so in some parts of the country that would include insecticides and herbicides, if producers are using fungicides, that would go into that. But again, this is a national average across all the acres. So these data are really helpful to see the trend over time. It might not line up with what any specific farm is doing, but it tells us a good story over time.
Do you think that maybe the seed has gotten some of that technology versus the protection material, and maybe that's why you've seen more of the cost go to seed and less to the protection?
Yeah, there has definitely been sort of an integrated role that seed has played in the crop protection and plant health space. And so what we looked at also in this week's post is we sort of took the seed data and the crop protection data, we added them up and said, okay, what's the trend been for the combined impact? Really sort of an interesting observation. The combined expense, again, in inflation-adjusted dollars was about $80 per acre. From 1975 all the way up to about 2008. And then we saw this sort of take off. And now that combined expense is more than $120 per acre. As a share of the total expenses, crop protection and seed back in the early 1970s or late 1970s, early 1980s was around 10% of total expenses. And now it's close to 20% of total expenses. And so we looked at these individually and together, and we see that this is sort of a bigger contributions going to this, and some of this has been the integrated role that seed has played.
David, looking a little bit more regionally, you've also incorporated some numbers from Purdue University. What are those finding?
Yeah, this is a shorter run look, so the data go back to 2002, and we looked at insecticide and herbicide expense specifically, and so these crop budgets give us a little bit more of a granular look as what farmers have been facing. We've seen an upward trend in the expense in both cost per acre and as a share of budgeted revenue. And so what we saw on expense per acre is that these were between $10 and $20 per acre for corn and soybeans back in the early 2000s, and now they're above $60 per acre in recent crop budgets. And as a share of total budgeted revenue, this has gone from 6% up to 10 and 12% for corn and soybean production. And so this is really looking at the herbicide resistance issue that producers have been facing in recent years. And it's getting harder and harder to manage a clean field from an agronomic perspective.
Any takeaways from this information as farmers are preparing for the 2019 season and really where they could be cutting costs?
Yeah, so the first thing to look at is that we look at a lot of these trends, machinery cost expense, this has been seed and crop protection. It's really important to step back and say, how have my expenses changed over time? And what are some key drivers to that? And then it's important to look at sort of start benchmarking as to where I'm at versus where other university crop budgets are, or where other benchmark data are suggesting that that those expenses are. So preparing for 2019, it's important to start looking at 2018 expenses, as well as how changes might need to be made, especially if there's some concerns or issues with herbicide resistance and getting clean fields.
David, any last thoughts to leave us with?
You know, it's really interesting to look at the change in how seed and crop protection have changed over a career, or one's career. So looking back in 1980, both of these expenses were $14 per acre at the national average. And these are nominal terms, so that was what the expense was that year. And they both were about 5% of the crop budget, so about 10% combined. Now, if we fast forward to 2017, seeds at $99 per acre, and the chemical expense, that crop protection expense from the USDA, is at 35. So over the last 30, 40 years, we've seen a big difference in how these two expenses have trended over time. Together now, they're at about 20% of the budget. So we need to stop back and sort of reflect as to how this has changed over time, and how individual farms can adjust their budgets and make plans for the next few years.